the importance of vehicle inspections. Vehicle pre-trip inspections are critical for ensuring safety, reliability, and efficiency before starting any journey. Here's why they're essential. 1. Safety assurance. Pre-trip inspections identify potential safety hazards such as brake issues, tire problems, fluid leaks, or faulty lights. Addressing these beforehand reduces the risk of accidents on the road. 2. Early problem detection. Identifying mechanical issues before they escalate prevents breakdowns or more severe problems while driving. It allows for timely repairs, avoiding inconvenience and potential delays during the journey. 3. Compliance with regulations. Many jurisdictions and transportation regulations mandate pre-trip inspections for commercial vehicles. Adhering to these regulations ensures legal compliance and avoids fines or penalties. 4. Optimal performance. Regular inspections help maintain the vehicle's optimal performance by addressing minor issues that might affect fuel efficiency, engine performance, or handling. 5. Cost savings. Proactive maintenance and repairs discovered during pre-trip inspections can save money in the long run by preventing major breakdowns that could result in expensive repairs. 6. Peace of mind. For drivers and passengers, knowing that the vehicle has undergone a thorough inspection before a trip instills confidence and peace of mind, making the journey more comfortable. 7. Professional responsibility. For commercial drivers or fleet operators, conducting pre-trip inspections is a professional responsibility, ensuring the safety of passengers, cargo, and other road users. 8. Regard for others' safety. A well-maintained vehicle through pre-trip inspections shows consideration for the safety of others on the road, minimizing the risk of accidents caused by vehicle malfunctions. 9. Documentation and record keeping. Keeping records of pre-trip inspections can serve as documentation of maintenance history, which can be helpful for insurance claims, resale value, or in case of regulatory audits. 10. Develop good habits. Consistently conducting pre-trip inspections develops a good habit for drivers and fosters a culture of safety and responsibility within the transportation industry. Overall, pre-trip inspections are fundamental for ensuring vehicle safety, reliability, compliance, and the overall well-being of everyone involved in transportation, from drivers to passengers and other road users. How to conduct pre-trip, en route, and post-trip inspections. Conducting thorough pre-trip, en route, and post-trip inspections is crucial for ensuring vehicle safety and reliability. Here's an overview of each inspection. Pre-trip inspection. 1. Exterior inspection. Check tires for proper inflation, tread wear, and any damage. Inspect lights, headlights, taillights, turn signals for functionality. Look for leaks under the vehicle, fluids like oil, coolant, brake fluid. Ensure mirrors, windows, and windshield wipers are clean and in good condition. 2. Engine compartment. Check fluid levels, engine oil, transmission fluid, coolant, brake fluid. Inspect belts, hoses, and connectors for wear or damage. Verify battery connections are secure. 3. Interior inspection. Test seat adjustments, seat belts, and ensure the driver's area is clean and free from clutter. Check dashboard lights and instruments for proper function. En route inspection 1. Monitor gauges and instruments. Keep an eye on temperature gauges, oil pressure, and other critical indicators. Address any sudden changes in these readings promptly. 2. Listen for unusual noises. Pay attention to unusual sounds or vibrations that may indicate mechanical issues. 3. Check operation of vehicle systems. Periodically check brakes, steering, and acceleration for any anomalies. Post-trip inspection 1. Exterior check. Reinspect tires for damage or irregularities, especially after a long trip. Verify that all lights are working properly. Check for any new leaks or damages. Engine compartment, recheck fluid levels and inspect for any changes or signs of leaks. Confirm that belts and hoses remain in good condition. 3. Interior inspection, ensure the cabin is free from personal belongings. Check for any damages or issues with the driver's area. Regularly conducting these inspections helps detect potential problems early, ensuring vehicle safety and reliability. It's essential to follow a consistent inspection routine and address any issues promptly to prevent accidents or breakdowns on the road. Understanding the inspection of such components as the emergency exits, the seating area and restrooms, the engine compartment, wheels and brakes, luggage compartments, temperature controls, seat belts, and other critical parts and accessories. Conducting detailed inspections of various components is crucial to ensure the safety and functionality of a vehicle. Here's a breakdown of inspections for each component. Emergency exits. Verify that all emergency exits are operational and unobstructed. Check that exit mechanisms, such as handles and levers, are easily accessible and functional. Ensure signage indicating emergency exits is clear and visible. Seating area and restrooms. Inspect seats for stability, ensuring they are securely fastened and not damaged. Check seat cushions for wear and tear, addressing any issues. For restrooms, if applicable, ensure cleanliness and functionality of flushing mechanisms and faucets. Engine compartment. Inspect fluid levels, engine oil, transmission fluid, coolant, brake fluid, and top up if necessary. Check for leaks in hoses, belts, and connections. Ensure the battery is secure and terminals are clean. Wheels and brakes. Inspect tire condition for adequate tread depth, proper inflation, and any signs of damage. Check brake pads and rotors for wear. Ensure sufficient brake fluid levels. Verify that wheels are securely fastened. Luggage compartments. Inspect luggage compartments for cleanliness and any potential hazards. Check that latches or closures are functioning correctly and securely. Temperature controls. Test the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning HVA systems for proper operation. Ensure temperature controls are responsive and provide adequate cooling or heating. Seat belts and safety features. Inspect seat belts for wear, damage, or improper functionality. Ensure they retract properly and lock securely. Verify that all safety features, airbags, traction control, etc. are in working condition. Other critical parts and accessories. Test lighting systems, including headlights, taillights, turn signals, and emergency flashers. Check windshield wipers and fluid reservoirs for proper operation and sufficient fluid. Verify functionality of horn, mirrors, and any electronic components. Regular and thorough inspections of these components help maintain the safety and functionality of the vehicle. Addressing any issues promptly ensures passenger safety and prevents potential breakdowns or accidents while on the road. Documentation that is required for vehicle inspections. The required documentation for vehicle inspections can vary based on local regulations, the type of vehicle, and its use. However, some common documents and records often associated with vehicle inspections include 1. Vehicle inspection reports. These reports detail the findings of a vehicle inspection. They often include checklists covering various components, their conditions, and any issues found during the inspection. 2. Maintenance records. Records documenting regular maintenance, repairs, and servicing performed on the vehicle. This includes oil changes, tire rotations, brake inspections, and any repairs made. 3. Compliance certificates or stickers. Certificates or stickers indicating that the vehicle has passed a specific inspection or complies with certain safety or emission standards. These may need renewal periodically. 4. Driver inspection reports. Reports filled out by drivers before and after trips, documenting any vehicle defects or issues noticed during their operation. This includes defects found and action taken. 5. Regulatory compliance documents. Documents demonstrating compliance with local, state, or federal regulations regarding vehicle safety, emissions, weight restrictions, or specialized equipment. 6. Repair orders and invoices. Invoices and repair orders from authorized mechanics or repair shops detailing specific repairs or maintenance performed on the vehicle. 7. Vehicle registration and title. Proof of vehicle ownership and registration, which may be required during inspections to ensure the vehicle is legally registered and meets ownership requirements. 8. Insurance documents. Proof of vehicle insurance coverage, which may be requested during inspections to ensure the vehicle is adequately insured. NOG books or trip reports. Records of trips, mileage, or hours of operation, especially for commercial vehicles, which may be reviewed during inspections for compliance and safety purposes. 10. Previous inspection records. Records of previous inspections, their results, and any corrective actions taken based on those inspections. It's important to check local regulations and requirements, as they can vary significantly by region, vehicle type, and purpose. Ensuring that all necessary documentation is up to date, organized, and readily available helps maintain compliance and facilitate smooth vehicle inspections. How to cycle an accessible lift and inspect it for functionality and defects. Cycling and inspecting an accessible lift on a vehicle involves a systematic process to ensure its proper functionality and identify any defects. Here are the steps. Cycling the accessible lift. 1. Prepare the surroundings. Ensure the area around the lift is clear of obstacles or obstructions that might interfere with its operation. 2. Power on and engage the lift. Turn on the power to the lift using the designated controls inside the vehicle. Engage the lift by activating the controls to extend or unfold it, depending on the type of lift. 3. Extend and retract the lift. Fully extend the lift to its operational position to ensure it reaches the ground level smoothly and securely. Retract the lift back into its stowed position, checking for smooth operation and proper alignment. 4. Test the load capacity. If applicable, place a load or weight representative of the maximum intended capacity on the lift to verify its ability to handle the specified weight without strain or malfunction. Inspecting the accessible lift. 1. Visual inspection. Check for any visible damage such as dents, cracks, or bent components. Inspect the platform, handrails, support arms, and any mechanical parts for signs of wear, rust, or corrosion. 2. Mechanical inspection. Test all lift controls, including switches, buttons, or remote controls, to ensure they function properly. Check for unusual noises or vibrations during operation, which could indicate mechanical issues. 3. Safety features. Verify that safety mechanisms such as sensors, interlocks, and emergency stop buttons are functioning correctly. Test the emergency lowering mechanism to ensure it works in case of power failure. 4. Stowing and securing. Ensure the lift stows securely and locks into place without any difficulty or resistance. Check that all securing mechanisms, such as latches or locks, are fully engaged and functioning as intended. 5. Documentation. Record any issues or defects found during the inspection and document any maintenance or repairs performed on the lift. Regularly scheduled inspections, as well as pre-trip and post-trip checks, are essential to ensure the ongoing safety and functionality of accessible lifts. Any identified defects or issues should be promptly addressed and repaired by qualified personnel to maintain the lift's reliability and safety standards. Proper procedures for security-related inspections. Security-related inspections often vary based on the context, such as vehicle security checks, facility security assessments, or border security procedures. Here are general guidelines for security-related inspections. Vehicle security inspections. 1. Exterior inspection. Conduct a visual check of the vehicle's exterior for any suspicious items, tampering, or unusual modifications. Inspect underneath the vehicle for any attached devices or foreign objects. 2. Interior inspection. Check the interior, including seats, compartments, and trunk, for unauthorized items or suspicious packages. Use tools like mirrors to inspect areas not easily visible. 3. Documentation verification. Verify the driver's credentials, vehicle registration, and any necessary permits or documentation. Confirm the legitimacy of cargo manifests or passenger lists. 4. Technology-assisted checks. Use scanning devices or technology, such as X-ray machines or explosive trace detectors, to identify hidden or prohibited items. 5. Specialized inspections. Certain vehicles or shipments might require specialized inspections based on their nature, such as hazardous material checks or agricultural inspections. Facility security assessments. 1. Perimeter inspection. Assess the facility's perimeter, checking fences, gates, and barriers for any breaches or vulnerabilities. Inspect surveillance systems and lighting to ensure they cover critical areas adequately. 2. Access control. Review access control measures, including ID badge systems, visitor logs, and entry-exit points, ensuring they're functioning effectively. Verify security personnel's protocols for screening visitors and personnel. 3. Physical security checks. Inspect doors, windows, locks, and alarms for proper functioning and any signs of tampering. Confirm the legitimacy of cargo manifests or passenger lists. 4. Technology-assisted checks. Use scanning devices or technology, such as X-ray machines or explosive trace detectors, to identify hidden or prohibited items. 5. Specialized inspections. Certain vehicles or shipments might require specialized inspections based on their nature, such as hazardous material checks or agricultural inspections. Facility security assessments. 1. Perimeter inspection. Assess the facility's perimeter, checking fences, gates, and barriers for any breaches or vulnerabilities. Inspect surveillance systems and lighting to ensure they cover critical areas adequately. 2. Access control. Review access control measures, including ID badge systems, visitor logs, and entry-exit points, ensuring they're functioning effectively. Verify security personnel's protocols for screening visitors and personnel. 3. Physical security checks. Inspect doors, windows, locks, and alarms for proper functioning and any signs of tampering. Conduct periodic patrols or security checks within the facility to monitor for any security breaches. 4. Emergency preparedness. Review emergency response plans, evacuation procedures, and the readiness of emergency equipment. 5. Cybersecurity. Assess cybersecurity measures, including network security, firewall effectiveness, and data protection protocols. Border security procedures. 1. Travel document verification. Inspect passports, visas, or other travel documents to verify the identity and legality of travelers. 2. Cargo and vehicle inspections. Perform thorough inspections of cargo shipments and vehicles entering or leaving borders, checking for contraband or prohibited items. 3. Customs declarations. Review customs declarations and ensure compliance with import-export regulations. 4. Biometric and advanced screening. Utilize biometric systems or advanced screening techniques for identifying individuals of interest or potential security risks. Security-related inspections require meticulous attention to detail, adherence to protocols, and the utilization of technology and expertise to identify potential threats or vulnerabilities. These procedures aim to maintain safety and security in various contexts, whether in transit, at facilities, or at national borders.